And we're back here on the Live Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer on a sweltering August 18th. I don't know about where you are, but here in Shreveport, where I'm calling in through Austin, coming to you from, it is it's hot. But that's what it's supposed to be in July and August. I guess this is global warming. You just heard an announcement concerning the Republic Trading Group. I wanted to let you know that that group, when you trade with that group, you're helping to keep this station afloat. You're helping to keep this network spreading the truth that you're not going to get anywhere else. And so, you know, you need to, we all need to make sure that there's always a way for the truth to get out. The truth will find a way out, but what if it finds a way out three lifetimes from now? Then what happens to those ensuing generations that are left? Let's not wait for the truth to get out. Let's put it out there. And this Republic Broadcasting Network is one of the ways of doing that. And you can contribute to that effort by calling Republic Broadcasting at 800-774-2719 or by sending your contributions to 2251 Double Creek. That's one word, Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. I'll repeat that for you. It's 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Help keep this broadcast and others like it going, because if we don't have the truth coming out, then we're not going to live in a real world. We're going to live in a perceived world that is painted by organizations and media that don't feel any compulsion for us to know the truth. They think that we are too naive, too sheep-like to be trusted with the truth. But we're not. We're not sheep. We're not cattle. We're men and we're women. We're citizens of the United States, and we're supposed to be free. So support Republic Broadcasting Network. We've got only time here for an introduction, but Michael, we will carry you through. Michael in Texas, are you still there? Hello, Michael.
I wanted to make a comment on the issue of IRS income tax.
Yes, sir.
There's an ideology that everybody in the Patriot movement, I think, has really missed the ball on. And that is, in my research, I found the word state in the United States defined 9 times in Title 26 and 208 times throughout the remainder of the United States Code. Everybody assumes that when they hear the word state that they're automatically talking about Texas or Louisiana, Alabama through Wyoming. That's simply not the case.
Well, the word state does have two different meanings in the United States. Throughout the world, state simply means a governing authority.
That's right. And we have to pay attention to the definition of state in the subject matter that we're studying. For example, IRS Section 4612 and IRS Section 6103 specifically mention that the word state or United States include the 50 states, whereas they are omitted from the remainder of the 7 other times defined throughout the code. So we operate under the assumption that whenever a given statute is talking about a state, that it means the state that we're in. And so under that assumption, we begin to interact with the IRS by a contract instead of by what the statute says. Also, on the 16th Amendment, the 16th Amendment includes the wordage several states. In my studies, I have never found the word several states in the United States Code where several states did not omit the 50 states. That is, the 50 states were not included in that definition. 26-31-21 is a perfect example of that. In that regulation, they refer to the several states where they've been defined to only mean the federal states by Congresswoman Barbara McKinley.
All right. Well, hold that thought, Mike. We're going to go to a break here, and we'll come back and pick up with that.
is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
And welcome back. We are here on the Live Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer. We're talking to Michael in Texas. And you can talk with us, too, with your question or comment. Just give us a call at 1-800-313-9443. Now, Michael, you were bringing up a couple of additional sections concerning the application of or use of the words or the phrase several states. And it sounds like that, you know, you've really done a lot of homework on this issue. You were at 3121 when we had to interrupt you. Yes. You want to tell us what 3121 provides?
Just a brief background real quick. In my studies, I started to see this consistent pattern of meanings of state in the United States, and eventually I put some time into it, and I collected over 200 definitions of state in the United States.
Uh-huh.
And what I found in that collection was that the Congress, when legislating the law, they follow an exact pattern that was actually cited in the Hooven-Allison v. Evett case, where it determined that United States had several meanings, and then it gave their legalese definition of those meanings. But for a practical purpose here, if we look at Section 4612 in the Internal Revenue Code, it reads briefly, it says, United States, in general, the term United States means the 50 states, the District of Columbia, Commonwealth, Puerto Rico, etc. Then we move on to Section 6103, the term state means any of the 50 states, the District of Columbia, Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, etc. Then we get on down into the other sections. Let's take 3121. is a great example, because there was a letter issued by Congresswoman Barbara McKinley where she had that statute reviewed by the Congressional Research Service and the Legislative Council, where they determined that the word state in Section 3121 included only those specific federal territories and possessions mentioned in that statute.
Mm-hmm.
Section 26, if you can let me read that just real quick. Section 26 U.S.C. 3121, for purpose of this chapter, the term state includes the District of Columbia, the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, and American Samoa. In comparison to the two previous, the 50 states are excluded from that definition of state.
All right. Now, let me point out something to you on this. Then we're going to talk about that in general terms. Number one, I want to applaud you for all the research that you've done. You sound like you and Larry Vecraft were separated for twins, because he's done a lot of the stuff that you're describing now, only to a huge extent and covering a lot of terms. But in the vein that you just mentioned it, the word includes is something that's caused the tax honesty community a great deal of trouble. The typical rule is that when you say include, you're excluding all other things. However, in the tax code, under the rules of construction, includes means in addition to the customary usage of the word. So in that particular 3121 that you just read, in applying the code's own rules of construction, that would mean also includes the territories and the protectorates. But the fact that you've run into these anomalies is a symptom that you're going to see. If you were to take similar terms or other terms, you ought to see what Larry has done with the term person and citizen.
I understand.
It's incredible what you can see when you see the pattern that emerges, that like 460 times out of 472 times the term person is used to identify an alien,
right,
or a non-resident alien in particular. And as opposed to 16 times that it was used to include a citizen as well. So the customary usage of the term would then be what you'd have to say was what it was used in the 470 instances, or 460 instances, rather, whatever it was. See, it just, you can do that with these terms, and you do find these patterns, and they do emerge, but it is a symptom of the underlying problem. And the underlying problem with the Internal Revenue Code is that the Internal Revenue Code is written to deceive.
Absolutely.
And when you start with Section 1, right there, the very first line, the taxes hereby imposed on taxable income of individuals. Then you start looking at what is an individual, and the only definition you find of an individual is a non-resident alien. And then you start looking at the definition of person. Well, that doesn't include me because it says a person is an individual or a trust or a corporation, yada yada.
Right.
But then finally down at 770130, you find the definition of a United States person, and now we're talking citizen. In other words, when you start to lie, you have to then qualify everything you say after that.
Okay.
You have to start being able to split hairs to say, you're compounding it. And so when they make this big lie that the income tax applies to Americans, to the working Americans, people here, other than those made liable for the tax, and that's people required to withhold taxes on non-resident aliens and foreign corporations. When you start to lie to people, then you've got to make it look like you're saying something you aren't saying all the way across the board. And that applies to who even is a person, and it also applies to what is and is not a state. And so the research that you're doing is wonderful stuff. And what you're doing is you're showing the ripples. The one thing that I wonder about these things, though, like I said, I applaud you for the research you're doing. You're proving another ripple. But the splash is what we don't want to overlook. And the splash is that the tax just doesn't apply to us. And
right,
that if it were to would be unconstitutional because they cannot tax the exercise of a fundamental right. And we have a fundamental right to earn a living through any lawful occupation. And that fundamental right is just like taxing our freedom of speech or taxing our freedom of religion. So they can't do it. It would be exempt. And the law says, back out anything that's exempt. So, you know, but these ideas, the research you're doing supports the notion that this is all a lot of smoke and mirrors.
I agree with everything that you said.
Now, if you start trying to explain what you're doing, and you're trying to explain what Leary's doing with person, citizen, and other terms, such as like the one that you just described, we lose the public. We lose, they glaze over. Their eyes glaze over, and they go deaf.
That's why we
have to select a message that, while we can have people like you and me and other people who love to dig into this sort of thing, can dig into this, and we can roll around in it, kind of like a dog rolls around in things perhaps he shouldn't. But and he thinks it's fun, and we think it's fun. You know, it's one of those things that we just have to enjoy ourselves, because that's where the community cannot. We just can't make that the message to say, okay, public, if you don't understand this, you can't help us. They can't understand. You know, not the general public. They can't. Now, people who listen to this program are so far ahead of the general public in understanding what the government is doing here that I imagine most of the listeners here have understood every word you've told them.
Right.
And they know it to be well-founded in the numbers that you have dug up, and they probably don't have any problem accepting it. But if you were to go down to the Pack-a-Sack and start telling that to people coming and going at 7-Eleven, I'm dating myself with a Pack-a-Sack. But if you were to go to a 7-Eleven or a Circle K and start trying to explain that, or stand outside of Walmart and start trying to explain that to the folks coming and going, I doubt you could get them to stay there and listen to you for more than 15 seconds.
From that point of view, however, though, you take the Internal Revenue Code, which is almost 10,000 pages long, and you start flipping through there. What's easier to understand, that only two sections of the Internal Revenue Code include the 50 states, or you go into all these intricate esoteric ideologies that are embedded within those 10,000 pages?
Well, if you could do that in a bumper sticker, if you could show them that, then you would have a message that you could use.
That's
I guess that would be okay. Now you have your challenge.
Yeah.
Now you have your challenge is how to put that in there, because what you have done is when they started telling the big lie, then they had to keep on lying and lying and lying and lying, or misleading and misleading and misleading.
Yep. And
so they had to keep on using terms that appeared to be saying one thing that don't, that say another. Now, your 3121, that you have a problem with that one because of the application of the word includes. The same thing we run into in 3401 and 2 and 3, where you have 3401, a definition of an employee includes, you know, government employees. We run into the same thing with Section 6331, where people have got the impression that that a levy against wages can only be made against government employees. The power for the levy against wages is before that paragraph.
So are you saying that the Congressional Research Service was wrong in their determination about 3121?
I can't say whether they were right or wrong because I haven't seen that. I'll tell you what, if you would do this, if you would go to lifefreezone.com and click on Contact Mr. Cryer,
mm-hmm.
lifefreezone.com,
okay.
Which, by the way, I'm still accepting contributions. I'm still trying to dig out of this bomb crater. So all help is appreciated. I hate having to do that, but I do have to do it. But at lifefreezone.com, click Contact Mr. Cryer up there at the top, and then send that to me. I'll be glad to look at it. I haven't seen it, so I can't pass judgment on it.
Absolutely.
And we're running into a break here, but it's been a terrific call, Michael, and good work. Keep it up. And we'll be back here on the Live Free Zone.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
And we're back here on Live Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer. We're here talking to people. We're talking to you. If you want to talk to us, give us a call. 1-800-313-9443. I believe we'll just jump straight on to the next caller. If he's still with us, is Michael in New York. Are you there, Mike?
Yes, sir, Tom, I am, and thank you for taking my call.
And thank you for being so patient.
Oh, my pleasure, sir. Great show, and congratulations on your victory, and I wish you Godspeed and a full financial recovery for what those devils put you through.
They're good at it. They've been doing it, and they work at it full time.
Well, like you said, they compared to the KGB, and I was also going to say the Nazi SS. Those are the two outfits that they emulate perfectly, and they probably took the blueprints from them in their operations.
Or I'll even add to that the Geheimdienstpolizei, the secret state police, also known as the Gestapo.
Yes, that's right, the Gestapo, in
World War II Germany.
Yes, sir, exactly. And I'd like to follow up with the caller, two callers ago, with the property tax issue, Tom.
Yes,
I would like to add into that conversation that I came in late, so I don't know if it was discussed, that, of course, there isn't any law that says we have to pay property tax because it's a fundamental right, like the right to work and earn a living. And so when it comes to the property tax, I wish everybody would take the first step in the exercise of contacting their local tax department and asking them for a copy of a law that says they have to pay so they can come to the realization that no law exists and then they will never be provided one.
Well, I haven't run that test. That'd be an interesting one test to run.
Tom, I've done that here in New York, and after frustrating them, and it took them 2 months, and, you know, if I didn't follow up, they would have never contacted me again, of course. So after 2-3 months, I followed up, and they said, well, you know, we recommend that you go to Albany. And I said, don't you find it strange that the law you're supposedly enforcing, you don't even have readily available upon request? And she said, no, I don't. She says, it must be in the Constitution. So this is what we're dealing with, people. We're dealing with people that, you know, this person, she's just a grunt. She's doing her job. You can't take it out on them. But obviously, they're not educated. They're not fully informed Americans as to what the United States under the Constitutional Republic is all about by design. So you can't dump on them, but you educate them. And when you find out that they're very ignorant and that they say, well, it must be in the Constitution, well, find it for me then. Show me. So once you go through that exercise and you realize no law exists, then we're in the same situation, sir, that you were in. We're dealing with an illegal tax. And when it comes to the educational system, sure, you know, we want everybody educated. But that example you gave with the person that can't count change, I'm sure did go through the public schools, and that's a verification of the waste of money and time that is, because their output is not very good. And so,
let's talk about that for a second, and then I want to get back to your discovery in New York with your particular property tax deal. But on that point. Of the education being a waste of money, it's worse than that. It's worse than that, because what is happening there, and that we're not seeing because it's going on behind the scenes, is that your education dollar isn't coming from you, or not all of it. A lot of it's coming from you, all right, but it's being stolen and then used to bleed back to the states for their education grants.
Right.
With strings attached that they run their schools according to a federal bureaucrat say-so.
Yes, sir.
And this Department of Education guidelines, people think it's just broad general rules that you got to make people show up for school or you got to do this out of the other. But it isn't. And they tell them right down to what their school lunch programs have got to consist of, to what their curriculums, what they can teach and what they can't teach, how they have to teach it. And they force them to teach to the test. And then they even get right down to requiring them to assign seating on school buses. Now, we're talking about micromanagement of your local school system according to the dictates of a bureaucrat, a cubicle monkey, in the bowels of the Department of Education in Washington, D.C., that wouldn't know his head from a hole in the ground, much less what your kids need.
Absolutely.
And so it's no wonder. And of course, whose interest? Who wins when our children aren't educated? Who wins whenever our children can't function and don't understand their rights or how their government is supposed to run? Who's the winner? It's like follow the money. Well, here, follow the power.
Absolutely, Tom, and that's a great point. I'm glad you brought that up because it's very pertinent to understanding this whole situation and the dilemma we face. Now, to expand on that quickly, what you've surmised is that we no longer truly have an educational system, but a government schooling system controlled by the government, which has its own agenda, which is not to correctly educate the upcoming generations of the United States.
Well, let's give them the benefit of a doubt just for the sake of this discussion. Let's just assume for a second that these people are just the best-intended people in the world. Now, of course, you and I know better, but the thing is, that let's just give them that for a second. And let's assume we have serious problems in our schools in how to teach. It's new world every generation. How are we going to teach these kids the skills and knowledge that they need to address this new world? All right, so it's a real problem.
Well, I disagree there, Tom, because I am a scientist, and I'll tell you right now that you deal with fundamentals, just like with the taxes. You got to get back to the fundamentals.
Now, well, I agree with that, because if you don't have the fundamentals, you don't have the foundation to build on it.
Got it.
But I'm trying just to establish for just a second, and we're going into a break, but we're going to carry you over, Michael, if you can stay with us for a few minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Tom Cryer. We're talking to Michael, and no surprise from his funny accent that he's from New York. Of course, I don't have an accent. You know, this I speak normal American. Michael, the point I was trying to make, I guess, whenever we had that break, interrupt us, was that if you're trying to find the best way to educate our children, should we be trying one thing across the entire country so that everybody is equally ignorant, or should we be looking, if we have 50 states and each state does its own thing, how soon is it going to take us to find the one that works?
Exactly.
50 at a time or one at a time?
That's right. And obviously, Tom, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Tom, and cut you off. But
no,
obviously,
no.
See, what you're pointing out, Tom, is communism. They're shoving on us a communistic approach to our country, and of course we don't want that. We believe in individualism, and our country is framed on individualism, and that begins at the local level. So it's exactly what you're saying. Everything has to emanate from the local level outward, not from top down. That way we can express individuality, and where success is dominant and it's a system that's working and the results are gratifying, then everybody else is going to want that.
And everybody else benefits from that.
That's right.
You see, that's right. You would have just struck at the very, very heart why did it jump up and just sprout up? I mean, we had the same German minds. We had the same English minds. We had the same Spanish or French hands and backs that they have in Europe. We had the same hands, backs, and minds that they had in Africa and in Asia, where all of these Americans came from. Why didn't they take off and excel like
That's
we
right.
did?
That's right.
What put us at the front? And what put us at the front is exactly what you just said, and that is that rugged American ingenuity, which only can only prosper, can only bear fruit, whenever it is free to achieve. It's free to go out there and do something different, to try something and maybe find something better.
Yes,
and
sir.
When we're not free to achieve, when we are all supposed to be cookie-cutter people, then we're not going to change. We're not going to have experimentation. Not going to have exploration, because we've already been told by the government what we're supposed to think and what we're supposed to do.
That's right.
You hit the heart of it. I mean, you have just described exactly why all of these issues bear on exposing the past of this country and threaten the future of it.
Absolutely, and that's why the Americans have to come up to speed, that we're being drawn into, or rather being dragged into, a communistic world global system that the Rockefellers, Rothschilds have created, and they're trying to take the last remaining vestige of freedom in the whole planet, the United States, whatever little freedoms we have left. They're trying to just drag us right into it, and without us having a say. And then they're erasing our history through the government schooling of raising the kids without the fundamental education of reading, writing, and arithmetic that stimulates intelligence, that will prep them for advanced educations, that will make them be able to occupy current jobs in that whatever particular era that they're living in, whatever
yep.
kind of technology may be existing at that time.
That's
they'll
right.
be ready for it.
That's right.
And,
if you give them the basic tools...
That's right.
Then they can learn whatever they need to learn. One of the brightest men I ever knew, one of the best read and best educated men I ever knew, was a guy who never graduated from high school. He had to leave school in his senior year to take care of his ailing parents, but he continued his studies. Mm-hmm. And although he doesn't have a high school, or didn't have, I'm sure he's gone now. He was in his 80s back in the 60s when I was when I knew him. But he's studied everything. He spent 4 hours a day studying. He spent 8 hours a day working in one form or another.
That's right.
And the guy was just incredible. He understood atomic nuclear science. He understood the philosophers. He could discuss history. He could discuss politics. He could discuss economics with authority and cite authorities. And the man was just incredibly well educated, even though he didn't have the credentials for it.
There you go.
But it was because he had the tools that you describe. He was equipped with the tools of being able to read and being able to understand mathematics and being able to understand and absorb anything then from then on that he was confronted with.
Yes, sir. And that's why when it comes to the educational system, we've got to revamp it. I think homeschooling is the real modern way to go. It's the old-fashioned way of education. It's local. It's home-based. You're providing the correct environment that young minds have to be around, so they're stimulated in a positive, constructive fashion, so that they bear good fruit they mature.
And you're starting out with the basic unit of our society. The foundation of our society is not the federal government.
That's right.
It's the family. And
right.
the federal government has been at war with the family and at war with the church for the last 40 years.
And, Tom, you know full well, then, that it's all part of the Communist Manifesto. Control the money supply with a private bank, that's called the Federal Reserve. Create a property tax and income tax. Control the schools. Make divorce easy. Split up the family.
You may know more. You may know something I don't know, but I see that is happening. Everything that you're describing is happening. I'm just not prepared to skeptic of named Tom, you know. And I want to put my finger in the Holy Spirit made before I really believe it.
You're just a few steps away from that realization, Tom, because you're real close to the slightly bigger picture than the one that you're already visualizing with what's going on in our country.
Well, my question, I guess, to you is, does it really matter if we stop it, whatever it is?
I agree, I feel
that it's a result of a knowing, intentional, a premeditated conspiracy. My theory on it is a little bit different. I believe that it is a natural progression of government, as Thomas Jefferson pointed out. It's a natural progression for government to grow at the expense of liberty. And I see these things as just merely power feeding on power and the natural progression and nature of the beast, that if he isn't restrained, he's going to consume more and more. The founding fathers knew about this.
Sure they did.
They knew that the minute that they injected power into this beast's veins, that it would start straining at its chains and craving more and more injections of power.
That's right. And they knew how to... Tom, you're absolutely right. But may I just say that since they were well aware of all this, they were highly intelligent men, maybe more intelligent than we actually are today. When you read their writings, their memoirs,
they were certainly better read.
Oh, my goodness. They had
Yeah, when you read all the stuff that they understood about ancient history and about current history and about current philosophy and current... these people, but they were all educated at home until they were sent to universities abroad, with the exception, for example, of George Washington, who didn't get the benefit of that because his father died. And he was a second son anyway. His second sons were surplus.
That's right. That's right.
But his brother educated him at home. His brother was European educated. But these guys were incredible. I mean, absolutely incredible.
They were very intelligent, and they knew that the one of the key elements of keeping the government from going out of control is making sure that the money was controlled by the Congress and nobody else, no private hands. That is the most fundamental portion of the framing of our government, and of course, that's where the enemy first had to work. They had to chip away at that one, and they were hell-bent on that right from the foundation of the country. Our history's
they achieved exactly that when they created the Fed in 1913.
Yes. That's right, and
they placed control of currency in the private sector.
Yep, into private hands, and so now these private hands don't have the interest of our country, and of course the money, the flow of money, the ebb and the waning and the waxing of the flow of money through a system will govern the prosperity or the destruction of that country, and that's what these foreign powers that control our Federal Reserve are up to. That's what they're doing. And these same guys, so Tom, when you look at the Communist Manifesto, and which is over 100 years old, with their plans to take over the United States, there was two ways to go about it, through warfare and bloodshed, and the outcome wasn't going to be too favorable for them, they figured, because the Americans were rugged, like you said, and they were well-armed. And the other technique was infiltrate gradually over time, take them over, and the day comes, they're communists, they don't even know it. And through that strategy, they had 10 planks.
Here's the problem with that I see. I don't see that as the origin of that concept. The origin of that concept goes way, way back. And if you recall correctly, if you go back and look at some of Madison's writings, and it's apparent you've done a lot of that, if you look at Madison's writings, you'll see where his biggest fear was not a government to just wake up one morning in a bad mood, take over everything, or that it would just push and shove its way into a dictatorship or tyranny. His biggest worry was it would be by small, secretive, almost encroachments that were hardly noticeable, and that would lead to gradually usurping a large enough portion of liberty to where it would place all of us at a position where we wouldn't be able to defend what was left.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what happened in pre-war Germany. Mm-hmm. I have a professor of mine from college that was born in Austria, but he was German. me in the 60s that he saw parallels between what the United States government was doing and trying to do social engineering and molding opinion from the top instead of opinion molding policy, that he saw parallels between that and what he witnessed in Germany, and that it was a gradual takeover, a little bit at a time, not enough, never enough worth fighting over, never enough worth getting up and making a big scene over.
That's right.
But those little pieces of freedom kept adding up until one morning they woke up and they were totally underneath this tyrant's thumb.
Yes.
And he was part of the German resistance. You've heard, I'm sure, of the French resistance. Maybe perhaps you haven't heard about the German resistance.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And but he was part of the German resistance. As a matter of fact, had to be smuggled out of the country, had a death warrant issued on him because of the July 22, 1944 bombing that blew Hitler's pants off.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had to leave the country, and that's how he came over here. But he was concerned about seeing some of the very same things happen in the 60s.
Right.
That he saw happen at a much more rapid rate, but nonetheless, what difference does it make if you lose your liberty in the process?
That's right, and Tom, you're absolutely right. What we're calling communists today were in the early 1800s, during the French Revolution. In fact, they were called encyclopedias, by the way.
Well,
and so this mentality, which is originates from an evil root from the beginning of time. As the Lord said, the Almighty's angels went out and sowed the fields, and they rested. When they woke up, they found that the enemy crept in while they rested and sowed seeds next to theirs. And now they're alarmed, and they ask the Lord, what should they do? And the Lord says, now we'll let the two grow together until the end times, and then we'll separate them during the harvest. So the evil root has taken hold since the beginning of time, just like the good root that the good Lord planted. And we're confronted with these evil forces through the whole history of this planet, and that's where, and now we call them communists and Nazis, and for the most part they.
Well, that's why I find it a little hard to believe that the huge capitalists who are the ones who are directing the Fed. I mean, to follow the money, follow the power.
That's right.
Money is power.
Right.
Power is money. They're fungible assets that can be transferred from one to another.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever you start assigning terms like communist to these mega capitalists, that's why I have a little trouble joining those last two numbers
sure.
that you're talking about.
I
see it more as a more of tyranny raising than communism raising, because communism, in its rawest and purest sense, means no government at all.
Well, it would then be almost coinciding with the Constitutional Republic, where the people are the government. But what we know as communist today is, of course, far from that. It's enslavement. It's tyranny. Just like you said, it's tyrannical. And these capitalists...
But you see, what you're describing as communism is not communism. We've never seen a communist society in this world. We've seen a few attempts at it. Most of them are named places like Roanoke or Eden. There were many utopian attempts. In the history of our country that were based on a socialist or a communist type of approach,
yeah.
And they don't work because man is still, you brought it up. I didn't bring it up, but you brought it up. Man is crippled with original sin. We aren't perfect.
Mm-hmm. And we're individualistic, you see, and so we have to have individual expression, and then we have to find a way to make that useful to the society as a whole, and that way we're constructive and positive with our productivity, and so that's why this country was blessed from the beginning, because that opportunity was presented to people here. But
they were free to achieve,
and
that's what we have to reclaim. And
certainly.
I know I've worn this out, Michael, but I'm going to wear it out a little bit more.
In
1781. Benjamin Rush said that the war for independence is over, but the American Revolution is just beginning. And what he meant by that is that we are going to have to, each generation is going to have to fight this revolution, is going to have to hold the line on freedom and liberty and individual freedom to achieve that you've been describing, and that the freedom to excel rather than the government stamped out uniformed society of Mao that you're describing that we're heading toward. And so that we have to fight that. Now, my parents, you know, fought that revolution in Europe and in Asia. But now the enemy that is trying to take that freedom away from us is much more sinister, because it's already won the war and we are now occupied. And the question is, are we going to be willing to throw off this remote power the same way our great-great-great-grandfathers were in the 1770s? All right, we're going into a break. It's been great, Michael. I've enjoyed visiting with you, and we'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
To the Live Free Zone. We're about to wrap it up here. We've only got a few minutes left, but I want to give us some relief from that really strange New York accent from Michael by switching over real quick, getting us back on track with proper American from Richard in Alabama. How are you doing, Richard?
Hi.
We've only got a few minutes, so why don't you just jump right in?
Is the International Monetary Fund the claimant of Rule 12B?
You talking about Federal Rules of Civil Procedure?
The rule, there must be a claim for which relief may be granted in Rule 12B.
Right.
And is the claimant the International Monetary Fund?
No, it isn't.
Well, who is the claimant? I mean, what is it?
The claimant is the complainant or the plaintiff. Whoever is bringing the action and seeking a remedy.
The claimant. I mean, I guess that's the police officer that arrested you. Is he the claimant?
No, it may be the grand jury. It may be a U.S. assistant U.S. attorney proceeding under a bill of information. Or it could be a plaintiff in a civil suit. Or it could be a class acting on a class action.
But they never make a claim according to the rules. They never file an affidavit that's been notarized saying that you owe some sort of performance under a contract.
They file a complaint or a petition that says what the basis for their claim is and what the remedy is that they're seeking.
Yes, but they're speaking of law. But if there is a claim,
well, they're in a court. They're in a court of law, Richard.
Yeah.
Now I'm beginning to sense a little UCC metallic taste here. From 10-4, are you coming from the UCC approach on this thing?
Well, in a way, but you there must be a pattern claim, a pattern. There's a pattern.
The pattern to every claim that you, if you pull, of course, except for the defective petitions or complaints,
yeah.
You pull every suit filed in federal court,
mm-hmm.
You would find that there is a cause of action stated,
yeah.
Hopefully. And a remedy sought.
And
those two
claim.
Comprise
yeah.
a petition upon which relief can be granted.
You know, see, like every grand jury indictment is never sworn to. It's never notarized. The prosecutor...
Well, I mean, what is this? What has a notary got to do with this?
Why
does a notary enter into it?
If it's a claim, it's supposed to be verified.
And the verification process in a civil proceeding or in a criminal proceeding is called a trial.
That's a verification?
That's how you there's no better verification than evidence.
But it's supposed to be sworn to, and it's
well,
supposed
by,
to... Well,
by what account? Are you going back here again to this? See, the UCC doesn't govern federal anything.
Well,
the UCC is all state law.
Yeah, I know.
It's made uniform so that the states have the same laws across. But the UCC has absolutely no federal bearing except for the case of diversity. And then that's only because the federal government court is applying state law to a diversity claim between citizens of two different states.
Well, in Alabama, we have something called the Alabama Rules of Civil Procedure.
Well, and we are slap out of time. But I appreciate the comment. And we'll see everybody back here same time next week at the Live Free Zone.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-3000.